Chapter 1. Abby, October. I woke abruptly, dreams tumbling from me in cottony wisps. I couldn't remember falling asleep, but the lamp on my bedside table had been switched off, the only light a full glowing moon outside my window. The phone was ringing. "Olivia?" I murmured, hoping she'd get it so I wouldn't have to. My daughter was one of those people who could wake up and fall asleep as if flipping a switch. I rolled over and peered at my alarm clock. The red lights blinked. 4:48 a.m. Nobody called at this time of night with good news. I bolted upright and grabbed the phone, the feather duvet sliding from my body, leaving my bed-warmed arms cold and exposed. "Hello?"
"Hello, is this Abigail Knight?"
The voice, a man's, was low and tight, coiled like a viper about to strike. "Yes?"
"This is Portage Point Hospital. It's about your daughter, Olivia. I'm afraid there's been an accident."
I ran down the hall to Olivia's room, cold wings of fear fluttering in my stomach. Her door was shut, and I threw it open, thinking irrationally that she'd sit up in bed, blinking her eyes at me sleepily. I imagined, hoped, that she'd be angry at me for invading her teenage space. She'd throw a pillow at me, and I'd laugh weakly, clutching my chest with one hand as my heart rate returned to normal. "I had a terrible dream," I'd say. "I'm fine, Mom," she'd reply, looking at me with all the scorn a 17-year-old could muster. "You worry too much." But her room was silent and empty, her bed a jumble of blankets, dirty clothes spilled from the laundry basket in her half-open closet. Sheaves of paper were scattered in a disorganized jumble on her dresser. I lurched out of the room, down the stairs, and into my car. Last night at the Stokes's barbecue, she'd been fine. But no, I shook my head, really remembering. No, she wasn't fine. She hadn't been fine for a while. Maybe it was just the typical moodiness of a teenager, but this felt different. Olivia was usually sunny and sweet. She was an easy teenager, the girl who never partied, got straight A's, helped all her friends with their homework. Lately, she seemed distracted and temperamental, irritable whenever I asked what was wrong. And then there were the questions about her father. She wants the truth. The thought came fast, an ugly surprise. I set my teeth against it. I'd worried for so long that all the lies I kept hidden on the dark side of my heart would one day be washed into the open. These lies, my past, kept me always on guard. October drizzle coated the car, and a handful of brown leaves covered the windshield. The acidic feeling in my stomach clawed its way up toward my throat as I wrenched the car door open and threw myself inside. For once, my old beater car started without any hesitation, as if it too knew we had to hurry. I tore out of the driveway, my tires spinning in the gravel. I flicked the wipers on, but a single dead leaf was caught, wiping a jagged, wet arc across the windshield, back and forth, back and forth. I thought of the last time I'd gone to the hospital with Olivia. She'd broken her arm, falling out of the ancient willow tree in the backyard when she was 10. My guilt had been overwhelming. I'd failed at the most important job I would ever have, keeping her safe. I gripped the leather steering wheel hard, securing myself to the present while the past threatened to overtake me. My car squealed as I whipped around a corner too sharply. I was being reckless. I needed to slow down. But Olivia... I couldn't even finish the thought. My daughter was my center of gravity, the only thing tying me to this earth. Without her, I'd surely float into space, a kite with its strings severed by glass. I pressed my foot hard against the accelerator as my knees began to shake.